next guest we spoke to some time ago, but it's worth raising this now because the ACCC is going to be involved at some point. His name is Dr. Michael Gunter. He's got a website, which we gave you some time ago, and I'll tell you where it is shortly. But basically what he says is that when electric supply voltage exceeds the product description of 240 volts, it costs Australian households and businesses hundreds of millions of dollars each year in inflated power bills and blown appliances. Let's meet Dr. Michael Gunter. Michael, why is this so?
Yes, hello, Leon. Thanks for having me on your show. My father taught me a simple little ditty, and he wasn't an electrical engineer either. He was actually a plastic surgeon. But the saying is, twinkle, twinkle, little star, power equals V squared on R. So in other words, the voltage, the power that your appliances use will generally go up in proportion to the square of the voltage. So that means if you increase the voltage 10%, the power consumption can go up by as much as 21%.
Oh, boy.
And when you add GST on top of that, it hits nearly 30%. There are some changes, technical changes to be made in the voltage standard for Australia.
Yes.
Which are already sneaking in out in the appliance shelves. A lot of the appliances are already marked for 230 volts. Which means that when the power companies are allowed to still run them at 250 or 253 volts, they can use a heck of a lot more power than the label would indicate. And the running cost, as I mentioned, can go up after GST by as much as 30%.
Is this widely recognised in the power industry?
I've had an awful lot of flack from electrical engineers over this. They claim that all the effects are insignificant and that I've got my sums wrong and that I don't know what I'm talking about. And despite the fact that I'm not qualified electrical engineer, I'm absolutely certain that I've got the experimental results to prove it.
All right. The ACCC is going to be involved in this, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Some matters are before the federal court, and they may be constrained in what they can say. I've been trying to get some feedback from them, but I never hear anything. I believe that voltage is absolutely crucial as a product description if you're going to have electricity as a good subject to the Trade Practices Act to give the consumer protection.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly don't know what the ACCC's position is, and perhaps your journalists could help us find out, help the listeners find out.
I'll ring Alan Feld and I'll ask him next week.
I'd be delighted.
I will do that. But in the meantime, what can we do?
Well, very little. It's a monopoly supply situation, and the electricity distributor sets the voltage levels. I believe the voltage levels are running very similarly now in Victoria to what they did under the former SCCV.
Yes.
But operationally, the high voltage at off-peak times and nights and weekends suits the baseload coal industry.
Yes.
But now that we're supposed to have a level playing field and competition in the marketplace, why should they be getting free kicks?
Might this be why some people have a lot of globes blowing when they think, gee, maybe it was a cheap import? Because I've had that said to me. Would this have anything to do with the high voltage?
Yes, in fact, a lot of the supermarket shelves are full of light globes that claim long life. And if you look at the fine print on the globe itself, it says 250 volts. So, in other words, if you're getting an ordinary 240 volt globe, it's running a bit too hot and it does have a shortened life.
Mm. So, when you're shopping, for example, for a light bulb, try and get the 250, is that what you're saying?
No, complain to your distributor and try and get the voltage turned down. But I guess that's a slightly longer-term option, and I've been fighting it for 3 years.
I just can't see ringing Etta and saying, would you mind turning the voltage down? Oh, sure. You know, give me 5 minutes. Isn't going to happen, is it?
Well, they do have the equipment in every zone substation in Victoria. It's just the way they're programmed that I take issue with.
Yeah. Have they explained to you why they do this? I mean, presumably, if they are generating voltages higher than necessary, there's got to be a reason why. Surely it's not just to make more money, good for business. You're not going to tell me that, are you?
I've got to be careful what I say. I've already had federal court subpoenas issued for my documents.
Really?
But I think there is an argument that, say, in a heat wave when all the air conditioners are on, there's an excellent argument for having high voltages coming out of the zone substation because the last customer, say, 5 or 10 or 20 kilometres away, still has to get enough voltage to be able to run their air conditioner.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that when in the off-peak times and sort of every night at 4 a.m., they could turn the voltage down to about 230 volts and save us all hundreds of millions of dollars.
That much, huh?
Well, I believe in Victoria it's about $60 to $100 million a year just for the commercial and residential customers.
Goodness gracious.
But it's very hard without getting access to a substation and actually twiddling the knobs and dials to get a, you know, hard facts and hard evidence on how the appliances all behave.
Now, Michael, what is your website address?
It's www.voltscommissar, that's V for Victor, OLTSCOMMISSAR.net.
Yep.
And there's a whole heap of information there, which has been online for, it's sort of building, but it's been online there, this story of voltage, for at least a year.
All right. Now, Michael, just do that ditty again for those people that might have come in on the conversation after I started speaking with you about your father, plastic surgeon, telling you.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, power equals V squared on R. And look, Nick Xenophon asked a question in South Australian Parliament. The Treasurer gave some sort of dissembling type of answer where he said he'd get back with the facts. But I think that was in October. I think it's time that the public heard what the government's position on this is.
Well, they will, because I'll ask them, Michael. And thank you very much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure.
You'll be hearing from me soon, too.
Okay, thank you.
Good on you. That's Dr. Michael Gunter talking about the overgeneration of voltage.